Welcome to Pattern Club Radio. I'm Alex.
And I'm Lucy. And we're here tonight from slightly snowy still Sheffield.
Yeah, in the Mondo Radio studio. I think you can actually see our faces on Mixcloud right here.
Hello.
Hello. So you'll be able to see us dance in between.
Actually, what you'll see is all of our like awkward chat that you don't hear when the track is playing.
So
we've just been listening to Grandfather by Phonetrion from his new album Focus 27, which has just come out on Interworld Media, and which I just acquired and indeed just listened to for the first time. So really enjoyed that, and check out Focus 27, sorry. Something that's really nice about it, if you get the tape version, on the B-side of every tape is a completely unique recording, which I haven't listened to yet, but Jake told me that, so even he doesn't know what they are. So very exciting, so do buy the tape if you have a means of playing it.
Cool. So on that mellow note, we'll carry on with some more mellow music. This one is by Sleepy Astro Boy. Another person who does live coding from scratch, but really rehearsed, so plays a very well rehearsed track by typing it all in while singing. So yeah, search for Sleepy Astro Boy ending in OI instead of OY on YouTube to find out more about them.
Just need some just need some space. Just need some space. Just need some space. Way up. Way up, I feel right now. Touchdown, whole city get loud. But I wanna hear none right now. Right now, they talk but I don't hear a sound. Just in my billboard now. Pop boy, don't know how to get down. They're down, no they can get me down. I talked to God just now, he told me boy go make me proud. So I can't slow down, no I can't go down. Got my head in the clouds, no like I just need some. Just need some space. I just need some space. I just need some space.
Okay, so that was Forest Casual, which is an alter ego of Harry Murdoch, friend of the show. And the track was in Welsh.
I think it's, well, who can pronounce Welsh words? Not me, so apologies to any Welsh listeners, but I think it was Gwarth y Ffynnon.
That was pretty good.
AKA Slip Jig. And yeah, we've also not heard that track, or I hadn't heard that track until just now.
Yeah. Brand new tracks.
Yeah. It's not going to be all brand new tracks
tonight,
though. We have listened to some of them before. But that album is out now on, just available on Bandcamp. I'm not sure it's out with a label. And it describes itself in lots of different interesting ways. But did you say halftime IDM?
Halftime IDM, yeah. I thought that was quite a nice little genre. So, yeah. Shout out to Harry for that one. And, yeah, enjoy the whole EP. So have you seen any nice patterns lately, EC? Or heard any?
I danced any? I danced on top of a nice pattern recently.
Yeah.
So Hatch, beloved Sheffield DIY venue. Somebody has put a lovely zigzag pattern on the floor with some kind of sticky tape, gaffer tape type stuff, and it looks really nice and appealing.
Cool.
So I was very happy to see that. How about you, Alex? I think you've been having some more exciting patterny adventures lately than I have.
Yeah, I've had a really good time in Eindhoven in the Netherlands, visiting my friend Christina Anderson, who is an amazing person. She used to run or co-run an organisation called Stime in Amsterdam, which is sort of foundational sort of computer music organisation, sort of in a kind of squat style scenario, with amazing studio that loads of people passed through before it closed eventually. Another friend, Mariah, was part of that.
Oh, Mariah's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. But now she's actually working as a academic in the technical university, but has like a textile lab within an engineering department.
Ooh.
And had a great time. I was actually there for 2 whole weeks, just exploring mainly their loom, which is a really nice, they've got lots of looms, but one in particular, a TC2, which is really interesting because you can control which warps are lifted with a computer, but then you pass the weft by hand, so it's like semi-automated.
Would you like to explain the warp and the weft to
Yeah.
our listeners, and also to me, who was mixed up?
So yeah, the warp is when you weave, the basics of weaving is you have one set of parallel threads under tension. That's the warp. Normally kind of vertical. And you then have the other direction, the weft, which goes over and under the warp. And you do that by lifting some warps and leaving other warps down. And then you end up with a structure of ups and downs in 3 dimensions. You start off with 2 dimensions, but then it all kind of interacts and creates this amazing 3-dimensional structure. So by controlling the warps, you control everything, basically. It's just so interesting weaving because on the face of it, it seems so simple, just ups and downs, but then it creates all these amazing interference patterns and weird structures. We were having a lot of fun working out how to live code it. So we reverse engineered the protocol, working with a PhD student there, Pei Ying Lin, who is amazing. She also spends a lot of time knitting little nudie branches, also known as sea slugs, which are the most incredible things. And does lots of knitting. So she was working on a knitting machine and she'd reverse engineered the protocol, and we ended up having this thing where I was weaving this pattern, and if I was really regular, like passing the weft according to a nice rhythm, then a clear structure would emerge, but then if I went off rhythm, it would like start randomizing it. So I was trying to weave as regularly as possible, and so that the anyway, it was really nice. Anyway, I had a really great 2 weeks and hope to go back soon. Weaving is great. It was great to get back playing with threads and have that focus. So yeah, and had really nice, met the local live coding scene as well, did a studio workshop.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Netherlands live coding scene is very cool, but I don't know the Eindhoven chapter.
No, it's pretty new, but yeah, they're a really nice mix of people and great fun. So that was a good trip. I'll be writing a blog post about that soon. Anyway, that's enough chat for now, maybe. What should we play next? Maybe something from Bad Circulation,
more
friends of the show. Never going to let you go. So let's hear what this sounds like.
Oh,
set was Action 4, 1 by Rotherham Sight and Sound, a project with Ryan Trainer, another friend. Yeah, you should. If you haven't heard of Rotherham Sight and Sound, this project with Ryan Trainer, you should definitely look it up, including a nice little documentary that you can also find on YouTube. I think Lucy looks ready to go with the next track. What you got?
Oh, that was a very quick transition. Yeah, make sure you check out Rotherham Sight and Sound. Very interesting and cool project. I am about to play Prefrontal Asymmetry by Porter Brook.
The best.
12.1 by Papa Chiho. We've listened to Groove 12.1 by Akashi Ho, which came out on the Outlines label quite a while ago. I think 2018, I want to say. Maybe 19, quite some time ago. So
old school.
Nice classic live coding track there.
Nice. And talking about live coding, there is the International Conference on Live Coding coming up in Barcelona towards the end of May. There'll be a whole international group of people going. So if you want to enjoy some international algoraves and talks and things, think about maybe dropping by there. I think it's free to go, so you just have to pay for your travel and accommodation. It usually is free. It won't be expensive, even if there is something. But yeah, so look up the International Conference on Live Coding on the internet, and you'll find it is happening in Barcelona. We started it here in Yorkshire in Leeds many years ago. Now it travels the world, which is nice.
Don't be scared that it's a conference if you're not a conference goer, because it's not super academic if you don't want it to be. And there's yeah. loads of amazing gigs. It's got quite a festival
yeah.
sort of atmosphere.
Yeah, each year has got more and more like a festival, I think. So, yeah, goes late into the night at proper venues. And I think we're going to have a little, if you're friends of the show, we're going to have a little gathering the weekend before in here in Sheffield. So get in touch if you want to find out more about that. What else are we going to say?
We got some other announcements. So more friends. We've been talking about our friends quite a lot. We're bragging yeah. about how many
we've got
friends.
So many friends.
We've got so many friends. On the, I want to say 30th of November. I'm just going to double check the date. But our friend Leafcutter John is doing an amazing performance at Music in the Round at the Crucible Theatre, where he's made some, I've seen it, it's like rocks on turntables that are used to generate sound.
Yes.
And it's an absolutely beautiful performance, as John's performances often are. And in support of John is another friend of the show, the wonderful Graham Dunning, who we actually listened to last time making the most repetitive music that he could think of. So Graham, if you don't know him, does this incredible performance called Mechanical Techno, where he has two turntables, like vinyl, that you'd normally use to play a vinyl record, and builds up kind of mechanical contraptions on top of those that make sounds and control synths and play loops of records. And it's improvised and, I would say, quite a risky performance and always very exciting
yeah.
to watch.
And actually, so that's like two really amazing turntable performances happening in the Crucible, but the same evening there's another experimental turntable event happening at Site Gallery that looks really, really good. And I emailed them asking them if they knew that was happening, and they didn't. And actually, you could go to both, like they don't they kind of
really?
Dovetail beautifully, so you could walk just 5 minutes from Site Gallery over to the Crucible after enjoying the show at Sakari.
That is on the 30th of November. The other thing to note about it is the Crucible Music in the Round have £5 tickets for students and under 35s, and then £10 concession tickets for people in receipt of benefits. So not a terribly expensive gig if you fit any of those categories. And yeah, Sheffield Festival of Experimental Turntable Music apparently is happening on the 30th of November.
So yeah, I'm going to go to both things for sure. So looking forward to that evening. Let's have a turntable crawl. I think that was maybe it. There might have been another thing. If we remember what it was, then we'll tell you after this track, which is Dot Lean, open bracket, close bracket, by Kindome. Another friend of the show, I'd say. I love that track so much. The thing we've got to mention is our course is happening in January and February. We've got 10 places. They're free. There is a short application form to fill out. The deadline for it is this Monday. We really encourage everyone who fancies joining a course of 4 workshops, plus some extra staff, to please apply, because we want a really real mix of people who are super experienced artists or just casual people who have got a passing interest, people completely new to this stuff. So, imposters totally welcome, as usual.
In fact, encouraged.
Yeah.
And what will we be doing on the course?
Oh, well, there'll be Hello Cat Food, who we heard earlier as part of Bad Circulation, who also goes by the alter ego Antonio Roberts, who actually has a Mondo Radio show.
He does, that's true.
Yeah.
I always forget that, sneaky yeah. Antonio.
He will be doing a session on live coding visuals. Seiko Kinoshita will be doing a session where we'll be doing modular origami, so making little origami pieces we fit together and then experimenting with making them interactive in different ways. Then Rosa Cisneros will be doing a movement workshop of some kind, so some experimental dance type stuff. And we'll also be doing a live coding music workshop, of course, but with a background of thinking about patterns in South Indian Carnatic music while we're doing it, plus some extra sessions, reflecting, doing some random things, stuff. It'll be a lot of fun and leading to a sharing event at the end. But yeah, go to patternclub.org/Sheffield to find the link to the form, fill it in as soon as you can.
Yay!
Okay, we've got one more track.
Yeah, so I've just realised I'm playing it from a tape. I'm not exactly sure where on the tape we are, so we're either going to be listening to one of two things. You can make your mind up which they are. So the first one is that it could be 50-50, is by Suren Senavaratne, sorry, probably pronounced that name wrong, which is an experiment in extrapolating irregular sequencer behaviour using the Korg SQ1 sequencer, Volker FM synthesizer, and Yamaha AN200 synthesizer crosswired in unusual fashion, single take, no edits. Or, the other side of the coin, we may be about to listen to Kath Roberts Be Unafraid to Open Things Up, an improvisation using Bleep Blab synthesizers, Bastel Dude Mixer and Bastel Micro Granny Sampler, recorded live on the 5th of the 1st, 2022. No edits. The samples are of Anton Hunter on guitar and the floppy disk drive on my old 2002 laptop. Thanks both. We'll give one or the other of those a listen now.
Random function. All right, see you soon. Enjoy. We'll be back in January, I think.
Oh, yeah, no Christmas show, but we'll be back in January.
Bye.